The second great American composer of our program is Joan Tower. Hers is a very different voice from that of Svilik. It is expressive in an entirely different way. To me, she's moving walls of sound around, generating excitement by pushing the wall toward a climax, then letting the energy dissipate and the solidity dissolve, then repeating the process with different colors and different materials. There is very little melody per se, yet the music can be, in its quieter moments, very personal. Tower's unusual childhood had a profound effect on her musical personality. Her father was a geologist and mining engineer, and at the age of 9, Tower, who was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938, found herself plucked from a very safe little neighborhood and thrown into the wilds of La Paz, Bolivia, where her father took a job as a high-ranking mining official. Tower spent the remaining 9 years of her childhood in South America. It was very traumatic at first, she recalls, but she quickly acquired the Latin culture's love of rhythm, thanks largely to her nurse, who went dancing every night with her young charge in tow. They'd throw me a percussion instrument, and I'd play maracas and castanets all night. I had a ball. At the same time, Tower was taking classical piano lessons. She became a marvelous pianist, performing for 15 years with the Da Capo Chamber Players in New York, a contemporary music group which she founded. Tower sees herself as a performer who composes, not the reverse. When Tower came of age as a composer, 12-tone serialism was in vogue. She wrote in that style for a while, but then became disenchanted. It made her feel like an acrobat rather than a musician, she said. As she pulled away from academic serialism in the 1970s, she found new sustenance in the burgeoning feminist movement. I know it was incredibly naive, but until then, I hadn't really been aware of the fact that almost all the music I played was by men, she said. I had fought hard as an advocate for composers, but I wasn't clear about the women's thing, the exclusion of women from music history books, from the performing canon, conducting podiums, and other positions of authority in music. But now Tower is a presence at festivals of women in music and is a strong supporter of other women composers. The Concerto for Orchestra was composed in 1991. It's my worst title, Tower declares. I really didn't want people to think of Bartok, but it is a concerto in the sense that it features different parts of the orchestra. The liner notes for this Koch International Classics CD say that the piece is a perfect illustration of Tower's ability to paint darkness without despair or angst. Its high points include lyrical solos and duets for violin, cello, English horn, and most unexpectedly, a gorgeous soaring tuba solo over pulsing strings. The piece opens with ominous F-sharp and C tritones, which seem to exert a magnetic pull on the listener. This initial sound has been compared to a beam of light at the end of a tunnel, pulling the listener through the passageway to enter Tower's world. Let's hear it now with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marin Alsop.